Everybody, welcome back to the Bible Tidbits Podcast. I'm so glad you joined us today. Today we're going to be looking in the book of 1 Samuel. We're going to look at chapter 17. So 1 Samuel 17 is a very well-known chapter in the Bible. You might not distinctly recognize it, but it's the chapter where we see David and Goliath. So in this story, we're not going to get to read all because 1 Samuel 17 is a very long chapter. But in the beginning, what we see is David go to check on his brothers at the front battle line. And when he goes, he sees Goliath. Goliath is standing there taunting the Israelites. And he says, "Who is this man to defy our God?" So he says, "I'll go out against him." And they go through the process. He says, "I don't want the armor. I just want my sling and stone." And then we see David go up against Goliath. And I'm going to read verses 41 through 49, where we see him go towards Goliath and the fall of Goliath. And then we're going to break this down a little bit to see what really stands out and some things we might miss in our regular telling of it. So 1 Samuel 17, starting off in verse 41, says, "And the Philistine moved forward and came near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, 'Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, 'Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the fields.' Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you with the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead body of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand.' Then the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David. David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet the Philistine, and David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank deep into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground." This is a very well-known story in the Bible, and this is where the would-be king David faces the giant Goliath. This text holds a lot of theological significance in it, and I want to focus on the words of David here in this passage. The first thing I want to draw our attention to is 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. So verse 45 of this chapter, where it says, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come at me with the sword and with the spear and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.'" David knew he was not alone in this fight and knew that God was on his side, so he had every reason for confidence. Oddly enough, the punishment for anyone that defied God in the way Goliath did, whether Jew or not, was to be stoned. Goliath got just the punishment for his actions. The other significant part of this passage that I want to draw our attention to is the reasoning statement that David gives at the end of verse 46, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. The death of all the Philistines here is not for no reason. It went to show the entire world that the God of Israel was still there and just as powerful as ever. The story of David and Goliath is the story of God preserving his people. And he's still doing that today. Oftentimes in our ministries, we get discouraged when it doesn't seem to be going as good as we wish. Press on. God used a shepherd boy to defeat a giant. He will work how he wants to. We must just be faithful in obedience, just like David. I thank you all for joining me, and I hope to see y'all next time.